This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Doctors prioritized the most urgent types of appointments during the coronavirus shutdowns, and now they are encouraging patients to return for their appointments that can't be done via telemedicine. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports some patients have been reluctant to return, and some physicians worry about health consequences.
Adrian Saddington had several doctor's appointments scheduled in March when the first stay-at-home orders were announced. She sees a specialist every 4 months for her pulmonary hypertension, but Saddington didn't want to risk contracting the virus and moved her appointments to June.
So I'm one of the people in the group that would be susceptible to the virus. So I wanted to stay indoors, and I didn't want to go to a hospital setting or a doctor's office.
When June approached, she was still anxious. But after some reassurance from her doctor's office, she decided to go. Physicians like Sydney Teal of Christiana Care say it might be too early to know how postponing appointments has affected patients. But she's concerned.
We are really starting to see a ramp up of more utilization of our labs and imaging. I think that's when we'll really be able to tell the story of whether or not we have seen an impact due to COVID and due to our quarantine. I do have concerns as a primary care physician that people have continued to put off their health care for 4 months or so. And I worry about being able to catch disease processes at earlier stages at this point in time rather than continuing to postpone.
Doctors encourage patients to reschedule tests like pap smears and mammograms. And they're taking precautions like screening patients for coronavirus symptoms and asking them to wait in their car until called, says Dr. Mitch Schnall of Penn Medicine.
I feel safer in the hospital than I do many of the other places I need to go, like going out shopping for food. So I actually don't think there's a lot of risk coming to the hospital.
Zoe Reed, WHYY News.